My family, my mom and my sister and what we believed, we were a disgrace. It was a shame for a family of Muslims to have Christians among them.
That's Alina Aisina. Because of her Christian faith, she has had to deal with much more than shame and disgrace from her family.
I faced a lot of verbal and emotional, but mostly physical abuse. And I remember living under that fear and at times where I was scared for my life.
No comfort left over, no safe harbor in sight.
Alina told us her story during morning devotions here at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and we wanted to share it with you on this episode of GPS, God, People, Stories. I'm Phil Fleischman.
And I'm Jim Kirkland. Alina's going to talk about growing up in a place that was hostile to Christians. And she'll also tell us how a shoebox filled with small gifts changed her entire perspective of God. Then Billy Graham will share about a gift that God gives us.
It is to the whole world of men and women, with their longings, their disappointments, and their poverty, to which he sends the supreme gift of his love.
Hear more about that gift of God's love later in the podcast, or learn more about it right now. You can go to this website. It's findpeacewithgod.net.
GPS.
God.
People. Stories.
My story starts before I was even born, because God already knew what was going to happen.
Alina Aisina is from a part of Central Asia where the message of Jesus Christ cannot be freely proclaimed. In her country, the most common religious practice is the Islamic faith.
And missionaries from the United States came overseas and boldly proclaimed the gospel. And among the people that they spoke to was my mom. She was an unbeliever, and she's never heard of the name of Jesus before. And during that time, she was able to accept the Lord as her Savior, and she was saved.
But Alina's father was a devout Muslim, and he was none too happy about his wife becoming a follower of Jesus. So about a month after Alina was born, her dad gave her mom an ultimatum.
It was either going to be him or it was going to be God. My mom made one of the hardest decisions, but also she made the right decision by choosing God. And after making that decision, my father decided to leave my family and completely erase himself from our lives. My mom worked tirelessly, 60-plus hours every single week. But we grew up in poverty. We lived in a one-room apartment. And I don't mean one bedroom. I mean like one room that has the kitchen and the living room and the bedroom all in it and a tiny little bathroom. At that time, I had one sister. And most of the time, we were just alone. And we were together because my mom had to work so much. We ended up raising ourselves. We had to learn how to cook and clean at a very young age and be able to just take care of each other.
Alina's mom was always worn out from her long days of work, but that exhaustion did not keep her from raising her daughters to believe in Jesus Christ.
I remember going to church, and I remember knowing who Jesus was, and I remember just being so excited about that. But my favorite thing was sitting down by my mom's lap and just asking her to tell me more stories like the Noah's Ark, because that was my favorite story in the Bible. And I remember the first time I received my Bible, she bought me, and I would read letter by letter until I was able to put the words together and start to understand what they meant.
As Alina began to understand more about the Bible, she also started to face persecution because of her faith in Jesus.
I had to go to school, and at school, I faced a lot of verbal and emotional, but mostly physical abuse from the staff and the students there. I was mocked at and laughed at for believing in Christ. Most of the people thought it was foolish, and it was a myth to believe in God.
We were pressed on every side, full of fear and troubled thoughts. For good reason, we carried heavy hearts.
It didn't help that Alina's father would come back into her family's life from time to time to abuse them.
My father, the earliest memories I have of him was him just storming in our house whenever he felt like it. Whether it was day, whether it was night, he'd walk in, and I was so afraid of him because he would just yell at us and he would beat us. And to him, it was almost disgusting to see us in that poverty. And he would laugh and say, like, if your God is a God who provides, then why are you living in this mess? And how can you live like that?
Things got so bad at one point, Alina's mom thought she and her daughters might be killed for sharing their faith.
My mom ended up telling, she met this young girl and she ended up telling her about Christ. And she just kept coming back to her and sharing with her more. And that girl ended up being saved. But her family decided to come after my sister and I, since they tried to talk to my mom, they tried to threaten her, and nothing worked. But they knew that if they came after her children, that something might change. And I remember we weren't allowed to go outside and we weren't allowed to leave our apartment. And then one night we had to move really fast. I remember going to bed and being woken up, and we packed up a couple of bags because that's all we had, and we moved to another city. After that, we weren't allowed to open the door for anyone. I remember if someone would knock, me and my sister would quietly sit and listen. Because every time my mom would come home, she would just softly speak to us and say, "Hey, this is your mom." And she would talk to us and make sure that we knew it was her and it wasn't someone else. And I remember living under that fear and at times where I was scared for my life.
Late nights, long hours, questions are drawn like a thin red line. No comfort left over. No safe harbor in sight.
The constant persecution and fear made Alina start questioning God. She wondered why God would allow these bad things to happen to her family.
Alina also felt shame and disappointment because of her faith. But her doubts about God were changed one day when her family went to visit a church in their new city.
We had a time of worship, and there was a sermon that followed it. And soon all the kids were invited to come up to the front of the room. I remember my sister grabbed my hand and we walked right in the middle, and we stood right in the middle of this church. And then these people started to pass out these shoe boxes. I didn't know that the box carried things. I honestly didn't understand what gifts were. And the next memory that I can remember was that the room just goes wild. And most of these kids never received gifts. So at first, it was very quiet, and everyone's opening their shoeboxes, but I held on to mine, and everyone's pulling out really colorful items, like coloring books and dolls and cars. And then it's getting louder and louder, and you can hear cheers and laughter, and the family's excited because their kids have finally received a gift.
Alina was reluctant to open her box, but when she did, she found all sorts of gifts. Ponytail holders, hair combs, and a pair of pink plastic dress-up shoes. Then she discovered something else.
At the bottom of the box, I found a photograph of the girl who packed the shoebox for me. And she was wearing a tiara that matched the shoes that I had. And that's when, honestly, it kind of all came together. I realized that this box comes from a family and it comes from people, and I wondered why. And at that moment, I realized that I serve a God who can do anything. Matthew 19, 26, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." It was impossible for me, a girl living in poverty in a country that is so closed off to the gospel, to be able to go to an event and hear the good news and receive that gift of love and that gift of Christ. That is a miracle. And it was one of the miracles in my life that just God placed in my heart.
That night, Alina walked away with two things: the joy of receiving all the gifts in her shoebox, and the realization that God actually loved her.
It was God who gave me this shoebox, and it was a God who wanted to give me a gift. And he's an intimate father who wants to have that relationship with me. Because in my eyes, I was a nobody. In this big world, I didn't see myself as someone special, especially someone special to God, who is a father figure to all of us. And God used this shoebox to give me perseverance to stand firm on what I believed in.
After that amazing experience in the church, Alina's family continued to face persecution. But something had changed.
My heart was different. I knew that God was there, and that every time I hurt, God hurts. And every time I cry, not only does he see me, he understands me, and he feels the same pain that I feel. And the faith in God's sovereignty and the love in Christ is how I'm able to find joy through the hard times, and I'm able to find that joy. And that joy is a free gift that Jesus gives to me and he gives to every single one of us. And it's a joy that cannot be taken away because Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit and the joy that comes with it. And that doesn't involve our circumstances. No matter what happens, that joy and that love that Christ gave to me is something that I'm always going to carry.
Do you have that joy and love in your heart that Alina was talking about? If you surrender your life to Jesus, you can. Jesus will forgive your sins and give you a fresh start in life. To learn more, visit findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net.
And that site is for you no matter where you are in your walk with Christ. If you're looking to start your relationship with him, we can explain how it works. And if you're already a Christian and you just want to go deeper in your faith, we can help you with that too. Again, the place to go is findpeacewithgod.net.
You're listening to GPS, God, People, Stories, a podcast production of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
For the Christian, there will be peace and joy in the midst of crisis. Our hope is in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
Billy Graham.
The Bible teaches that God gave a person as a gift to every one of us, and that person is Jesus Christ. Love was the motive of God's gift. It is to the whole world of men and women, with their longings, their disappointments, and their poverty, to which he sends the supreme gift of his love. It is the whole world that God loves, and God loves you. In this age, with all the emptiness, the loneliness, the anguish, the guilt, and the bereavement, and the suffering in the world, it's a thrilling thing to know that God is concerned for every person everywhere as individuals. God has given you his Son, but a gift is not a gift unless it is accepted. That is why the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. God does not force his gift on you, but he asks you to receive by faith the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ.
The forgiveness Jesus Christ offers is an incredible gift, and our guest on this episode of GPS, Alina Iesina, has accepted that gift from Jesus. Now, the shoebox full of gifts that Alina received came from Operation Christmas Child, and that's part of our sister ministry, Samaritan's Purse.
Every year, Samaritan's Purse delivers shoeboxes around the world to kids who might not otherwise have a Christmas gift. If you want to find out more about getting involved with that shoebox ministry, then check out OperationChristmasChild.com. That's OperationChristmasChild.com.
Alina and her sisters now live in the United States, and she's thankful that they can own a Bible and practice Christianity without fearing for their lives. She's also thankful for her mom, who doesn't live in the United States.
My mom right now is a missionary in Israel, and she's a disgrace to my family. They look down upon her and they laugh at her. They shame her for leaving her children here without a single parent in the country. But that never hindered my mom from spreading the gospel and sharing the good news with every single person that she would meet.
Wow. If only we all had that sort of passion and boldness for telling others about Jesus. Let us carry that example with us. We want to thank Alina for sharing with us on this episode of GPS. I'm Jim Kirkland.
And I'm Phil Fleischman. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Sarah Groves for the use of her music on GPS, God, People, Stories. It's an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news. He's always